Good evening, people. And the rain has slowed down. Now, here's a news item that has been played out so many times before. Betrayal. Now, this man, I believe, is from India, at least originally. And the femon, I believe, is from the UK. But it looks like she has Indian descent of some sort. Anyway, they met and got married. And they had two children. Two boys. So which one do you think is the betrayer here? Go on, take a wild guess. Correct, it's the femon. The femon started to have an affair with this man, who was a good friend of her husband's. Well, I guess he wasn't that good. Now, the wife had taken out an insurance policy on her husband for £2 million. And I guess she wanted to collect, but he wasn't dead yet. So apparently they plotted together. And on a trip back to India, where the husband's friend came along too, the wife drugged her husband. She put sleeping tablets in a meal she made for him and the two children. But unfortunately for her, only one of the children ate the meal. The other child had something else. And the boy was woken up by the sounds of his father struggling to breathe. And he saw his mother suffocating his father. She then hit him over the head with a hammer and then slit his throat. Unfortunately, of course, the husband died, and his wife and his friend were both taken into custody. After the police investigated quite some time, the man confessed his guilt. I mean, I'm not sure how they thought they were going to get away with it. What was their escape plan? And he was sentenced to life imprisonment and a fine. The wife never admitted her guilt and was given the death penalty. And this paper interviewed her in jail, and I'll put a link to it down below. But all she seems to be talking about is how bad the jail is, and how she's suffering in there. Of course, she says she's been framed by the husband's family. I don't know, maybe she forgets that one of the sons was awake and saw what she did. But both her sons have had no contact with her since she went into jail, and not surprisingly. But it all seems all about her. Nobody else, not even her husband. She just seems to be moaning about the conditions she's having to live in. Maybe she should ask herself, why is she there in the first place? But it is pretty typical. The man confesses his guilt when he knows there's no way out. And the police have the proof. Femons will continue lying and denying they had anything to do with it. An appeal has obviously been launched, but it could take a few years for that to even be heard. I bet this husband's friend wish he'd never met her. Some men are very easily manipulated by femons. It is quite amazing that these femons believe they can manipulate the police and make them forget all about the facts and the evidence. I wonder if the husband suspected anything at all. This is the femon when she was younger, in better days, of course. She looked so innocent there. But of course, now she's a victim, or trying to play the victim. But let us not forget, because the media can blur the lines. This man was the victim. He was killed for money. And may God rest his soul. I'll let you read the story, guys. You let me know what you think. See you later.